Hi, friends, and thanks for joining us for this daily reading from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading, titled The Potter's Wheel, was written by Katara Patton. In 1952, in an effort to prevent clumsy or careless people from breaking items in a shop, a Miami Beach store owner posted a sign that read, "You break it, you buy it." The catchy phrase served as a warning to shoppers. This type of sign can now be seen in many boutiques. Ironically, a different sign might be placed in a real potter's shop. It would say, "If you break it, we'll make it into something better." And that's exactly what's revealed in Jeremiah 18. Jeremiah visits a potter's house and sees the potter shaping the marred clay with his hands, carefully handling the material and forming it into another pot. The prophet reminds us that God is indeed a skillful potter, and we are the clay. He is sovereign and can use what he creates to both destroy evil and create beauty in us. God can shape us even when we're marred or broken. He, the masterful potter, can and is willing to create new and precious pottery from our shattered pieces. God doesn't look at our broken lives, mistakes, and past sins as unusable material. Instead, he picks up our pieces and reshapes them as he sees best. Even in our brokenness, we have immense value to our master potter. In his hands, the broken pieces of our lives can be reshaped into beautiful vessels that can be used by him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. "Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message." So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, "Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel." Let's pray. God, you're the potter, and we are the clay. Mold us as you wish, and remind us that we're in your skillful and caring hands. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. My name is Toni Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.